Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Phil Arnott for community comment on KINS Radio. While I have mentioned access to energy before, Dr. Arthur Robinson of Cave Junction, Oregon, writes very interesting articles in his monthly newsletter. Some are historical, some are current, and some are forecasts for the future. Dr. Robinson writes in a recent issue that the President of the United States fulfills his duties as head of the executive branch of our government, while his cabinet officers and the occupants of a few dozen other high-profile offices are frequently in the news. The President's ability to project his efforts out into our nation depends primarily upon about 1,000 men and women whom he appoints to supervise the innumerable agencies of the administrative state. These are the people who carry out his instructions to run our government. Since the first day after President Trump was elected, self-interested people have been striving in every unprincipled way imaginable to prevent him from doing his job of president, depriving him of the people he has chosen to project his objectives from his desk in Washington. In one way is which they have been succeeding. One example comes from an article in the Wall Street Journal entitled "The Flynn Entrapment." The article summarizes the facts surrounding the professional and personal destruction of Michael Flynn by those who sought to use him in their efforts to destroy President Trump. Flynn was entrapped by Comey, McCabe, and Strzok, all of who have been fired for numerous improper actions. Comey has bragged about how they were able to circumvent the usual White House legal protections because it was a new administration. Dr. Robinson also tells us about a book that was recently written by Patrick Buchanan called Hatred of Trump in an Unserious Nation. Patrick Buchanan, in supporting our president, says, quote, "We are an unserious nation engaged in trivial pursuits in a deadly serious world," unquote. Dr. Robinson says that our nation stands at a crossroads. It has one foot in our constitutional republic and one in mob rule. He says the leftists control the media, and the media feels that it is privileged to control the mob. Being an Oregonian, Dr. Robinson tells us in Oregon that publicly employed workers receive twice as much in wages as private sectors doing the same similar work. I leave you with a point to ponder, and it's different today because I'm quoting General Douglas MacArthur. No man is entitled to the blessings of freedom unless he be vigilant in its preservation. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.